Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday.
Okay.
Final hour for us of the week. Randy, headed to vacation.
Yeah, man.
After the show's over today. I think Abe next week, right?
Yes.
Me and Abe? Yeah. So obviously have an awesome time doing that. Still tons to get to here in the final hour. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Georgia has Ole Miss in Athens. I know you see all the... you got the Pat McAfee and all that happening out there today as they brought guys. Kirby was just on there. Keys to the game for the Falcons coming up in 20 minutes as well, and an AMA at 1:40.
I didn't realize Miss Diane Keaton passed away.
I know.
I just saw that. Did not know that.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, man.
Everybody loved Diane Keaton.
She was such a nice lady.
What? Seemed like it.
She seemed like, I mean, character.
Yeah, right.
I loved her. Father of the Bride.
Yeah,
she was,
yep.
just, she was
yep.
just she was just awesome in that.
Yep.
But yeah, that's crazy. That I saw that because they said that her and Al Pacino dated.
Oh, really?
Did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Did not know that.
Yeah, celebrities been dating for a long time.
Yeah, man. It's just never know, man.
I know. You never know.
It's just one of those things where in Hollywood, don't matter.
Like we found out that earlier this week that when D'Angelo passed away, we found out that him and Angie Stone
yes.
have a child
yes.
together. I didn't know that.
Did not know that. Did
That's
not
incredible.
Know that. Did not know that for 1 second.
I hope that child does music.
Yeah, come on now.
I hope so.
I do too. But then I saw this one. It was a funny joke. It was talking about Eddie Murphy's son and Martin Lawrence's daughter are married.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like, really? Who paid for the wedding?
whose daughter?
It was Eddie Murphy's son
yeah.
and Martin Lawrence's daughter.
Well, then I think Martin had to pay
for, people, right?
for the wedding, I think, right? That's the traditional,
yeah.
I think.
It is.
I don't know. Does it? Do we have to do that?
What? The
yeah.
The dad paying for the wedding?
Yeah, dad could pay.
Oh, no. Yes, you're supposed to.
I know.
Yes.
But what if you don't feel like it?
I mean, that can happen. Yeah, I mean.
Because like that's kind of like my wife's parents kind of didn't feel like it. So they didn't pay for it. You know?
Yeah, I know exactly. I'm trying to say, Jim said no. Did Jim say no?
Well, they gave us some. They
okay.
gave us a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean,
they put something on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they put something on it.
What, they're trying to make people pay so much money for weddings these days.
Yes, they are.
Which is just, you don't have to do that.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to have a $40,000 wedding. That's insane. But yeah, but I'm joking mostly. But they were like, look, we can help this much. Here's what we'll do. Which I think is totally reasonable.
Hell yeah.
My mom helped. We took out a loan, which we're still paying, which is fine.
I don't want to get married real bad, huh?
Well, yeah. We wanted to get married.
No, bad. I mean, y'all want to have a wedding real bad, I should say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but it wasn't. It's nothing crazy.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think actually we've paid it back. We've been married for 7 years. But
okay.
we it took a little bit out. It wasn't much. I think we had the exact wedding that we wanted.
Right.
Like, in the exact setting that we wanted with all the people there that we wanted. And we got out of there for under $10,000.
Why wasn't I invited?
We weren't really like that then.
Oh.
Not yet. We weren't even working together yet.
I think you had been to my house, though, hadn't you?
Maybe. You might have.
Yeah.
Is everybody who comes to your house, you're at their wedding?
No, but I just thought, you know, because I did kind of go out my way It was like, hey, Andy, I'm having a get together at my house. This is a new house. We're breaking and having a little housewarming party.
Yeah.
Would you like to come?
Uh-huh.
Like, I went out my way to do that.
And I came.
Yes. You could maybe like, hey, Randy, I'm getting married next week.
I do wish that we had been doing this then so you could have been at our wedding. That would have been really cool. We didn't even
I just thought about that.
I don't know, you know, like there was, nobody from the radio station was at my wedding. One person was, but he doesn't work at the radio station.
Yeah, anymore. I know. And you know, and I understand why he was there. All right, I was just checking. Yeah. Was it even considered?
I mean, yeah, it was considered.
Okay. All right, that makes me happy.
Do you mean to say that?
Yeah, you just didn't make the cut. Yeah. When they broke out the list.
No, I do. I've thought about that before, though, just because, like, who knew that this was going to happen and the show was going to happen and all that. And, like, you know, it's going great, and hopefully we get to continue doing this forever.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I know it sucks all this life stuff happened before this.
Yeah, I would have came. Yeah. And my wife, she, you know how she is, by the way. I was packing yesterday, right, for the trip. And I go upstairs and she's packing, and I know my suitcase was done. My suitcase is done. And then I look, and there's more stuff in my suitcase.
Oh, yeah. My wife will do that too sometimes.
Wait, hold on. I didn't pack all this.
She didn't have room. She had to use some of
it,
yours.
What the hell is in there?
Too much.
Dude. They're like,
yeah. I think, yeah, that's common.
Dude.
It's the wife tax.
Is it common that it was zipped up and out in front of the.
Oh, she didn't want you to know.
Yeah.
She definitely didn't want you to know.
I got to put something in there this morning.
Have you ever had the thing where you get there and your suitcase weighs more than 50 pounds?
Yes.
And then you have to start moving stuff around to get it into the different bags?
We'll never do that.
Oh. Yeah. What? Well, I guess you just pay the fee.
And luckily,
I'm not paying that
fee. The blessing, and this is a blessing, you know, this is one of God's blessings of being able to do what I did, is that only time I've ever bought a plane ticket was when I was able to afford it, meaning – I was in the league. Yeah. I never bought a plane ticket before that.
Uh-huh.
And so I can pay that extra. I feel so bad when I see that.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
Well, you just move a little to your backpack or something.
I just feel bad. You got to sit there. You got to take all the stuff out.
Put it back up there. It's like, it's still 52
man.
Pounds.
I'll be feeling
I'm like,
so, I'll be
is
feeling
the 2 pounds
so,
really good?
That'd be the thing with me. Like,
you know,
come on now.
Come on.
Is
it really going to throw the guys back out with 2 pounds?
I feel so bad when I see people doing that.
Yeah. And then you got to make choices.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not doing that.
We don't need that.
The worst thing's ever happened to me, I got a new cigar lighter. It was in my bag, and they were like, well, you can mail it.
I know. We had one. We were we were flying home for the holidays a couple years back, and we had got my mom like a nice corkscrew, like a wine bottle corkscrew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, that's a weapon. And I was like, well, it's not. It's for wine. They're like, well, you can't bring it. You got to go back and check it. And I was like, we're going to miss the flight.
Right.
So I don't even remember what we did. I think that may have been sacrificed. I think someone at the airport got a free corkscrew. All right. Anyway, let's get to the big story of the day.
I know old boy using my lighter. Nice-ass cigar lighter.
Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. I know. What did he think you were going to do? Anyway, QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Whether it's by headset or by sideline, he does a great job of getting the quarterback's attention and getting them in the right place based on looks, probably better than anybody else in the country. He and his staff do that. I won't give him all the credit, but he does an unbelievable job, and we need to make that extremely difficult.
Yeah, that's Kirby Smart talking about a couple of different things there, all in one kind of quote. Lane Kiffin's really good in-game offensive coach.
Right.
The modernization of quarterback communication helps when he's able to talk to these guys in their helmets, because that's new, right? Like in college?
2 years ago?
A couple years ago, yeah.
Like 2 years
so that's
ago?
New.
I remember everybody was holding them signs up.
Yeah, they had the signs up.
Yeah.
And that was such a thing they talked about with Sean McVay and Jared Goff. Like, he would just get to the line super early and talk to him until the mic cut off. Now, Lane Kiffin does the same thing at Ole Miss. So simultaneously, Kirby's saying, all right, fans, loud, yell, make his life as hard as possible in doing that.
Yeah.
Confuse the quarterback and all that kind of stuff.
I think a lot of it, and we mentioned it when we were talking about this, is that's when you got to hold your disguise if you're Georgia. You got to hold your coverages. You got to disguise and do those different things because of the fact is how great Lane is at that. And then that goes back to what we were talking about with the home field. Have Sanford Stadium rocking. So it's one of the things where he has to put his hands over his ears.
Yeah, yep.
So again, and then they got to tackle. They got to tackle. They got to be able to tackle this young man because he's so elusive. I mean, I was looking at the box score. He was throwing 350, 380. Now, they have been at home.
They
started at Kentucky, and then they've had four straight home games and a bye. And so you look at it from a standpoint where if you're going to Sanford Stadium, you got to make it loud as possible. Get off to a fast start offensively and defensively.
That would get it loud.
Offensively and defensively. Get to a fast start. Still got to be able to run the football and got to make plays when they're there. And I'm talking about quarterback, let it loose. Let it loose if it's there. But, yeah, more than anything, I think just the crowd and being able to frustrate this team.
What are you thinking final score-wise?
I think Dawgs 28-14.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm at about a two-touchdown win also. But I don't think they're going to – I think they're going to score more than that. I'm like 34-20, something like that, 38-24, something like that. Like, I think – because I don't think Ole Miss's defense is all that great. They give up a lot of yard. Now, Georgia has to score touchdowns when they get down to the red zone, something we talk about with the Falcons as well. That's also something that Ole Miss hasn't done well either.
Right.
Like, they lead the nation in yards, but they're nowhere near in terms of points. They've had a hard time punching it into the end zone when they get down there too. I don't know. There's a lot of different factors as to why. And I don't know. Do I want it to happen? I'm not sure. I don't really care. I do. I don't know. I just feel like Georgia's offense tomorrow is going to look the best they have. Now, maybe they looked really good against Tennessee.
Right.
And Ole Miss's defense is better than Tennessee's defense, obviously. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like tomorrow is going to be a day where the offense makes Georgia fans really happy.
To your eyes. From God's lips.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just
ready to see it.
Yeah,
I'm ready to see it because I think it's there. I think they got great pass catchers. They got really good running backs. Sounds like the offensive line's going to be healthy-ish.
Yeah, they're gonna,
as healthy
they,
as it's
they
been.
Got, they got to make a play. They got to make an adjustment off of the quick screens to Zachariah Branch.
Yes, they need to find a different way to get that man the
football. They got
to
find a different way. Let him run straight.
Let him run straight. Throw it far.
Let him run straight.
Yeah.
Okay, let him run straight.
Throw the ball down the field a little bit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let him do something different, man.
Because Gunner can. He made some great throws against Tennessee.
Ugh.
What?
I don't like Nick Saban being at the butt smear.
Oh. Yeah. I understand. Georgia Tech at Duke. That's at noon. Duke, again, favored in this game.
Yeah.
They got a really talented quarterback in Mensah.
He's good.
And we said it earlier. I'll say it again.
Haynes King left. Haynes King right.
Control
Haynes
the game.
King up the middle.
Yeah. Control the game on the ground. Haynes King ball out. And going to have to get some stops, maybe some turnovers on defense.
Yeah.
That's how Duke lost to Illinois. They were in that Illinois game until they started turning the ball over in the second half.
And I think that was key when you look – because that was early on. We were like, who is Indiana?
Yeah,
or something.
It was like week two or three
Illinois
or something
like that. Okay. The biggest thing would take, they can't turn the ball over.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Can they go score for score with Duke?
I don't think you want to get into a shootout.
Okay. Yeah, and that goes back to the ball control aspect of it.
Over-under in that game, 60.5. So they're expecting it to be high
up there. Yeah, but, I mean, this is all about for Tech, Haynes King. But the thing with the Tech defense, they got to get some stops. They got to get some turnovers, mm-hmm. more importantly. I think that was key when you look at the way they came back in the Wake Forest game.
Yep.
It's key last week. Mm-hmm. Their biggest thing is they can't turn the ball over, especially they like to damn turn the ball over when they're going in.
I know.
Tech can't have that.
Yeah, you can't. Because Duke will make you pay.
Yes, they will.
I do think Tech wins that game, but I think it's going to be a stressful four quarters for Georgia Tech fans. Something, I don't know, 31-27, something like that. Yeah.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.